This is Ralph Claxton and Rodney Tomlinson with Foreclosure Packages, and we have on the line an investor from California that was just out here almost a week or so ago, taking a look at some properties here and around Metro Detroit. And we just want to ask a few questions about our experience out here in Detroit. Her name is Fochelle Carter. Hello, Fochelle.
How are you guys?
Rodney?
I'm doing good. How about you? I'm here.
Okay, good.
Doing well out in bright and sunny Southern California.
Oh, now they brag. She's bragging.
Right, I'm sitting here looking at a dark sky right now.
Right.
Well, yeah, no more big, thick fur coats for me.
Right. What's the temperature right now? About 30?
About 77 out
here. Oh, wow. 40 degrees difference. Must be nice. Well, you did make it out here last week, and you spent about 4 days here in the city of Detroit taking a look at our foreclosure market. Can you tell us how you came about to come to Detroit? How did that all happen?
One of my girlfriends, Nia Perkins, who is a real estate great area, because heels. And so a few months ago, I was introduced to also specialize in Detroit. And so from their experience and from her experience, I decided that I wanted to come and check it out.
Okay. And when you got here, before you got here, there's always that story that people hear about Detroit. What was the story you heard, if anything at all? What was the warning sign?
Very negative perception of Detroit. Everyone that I told I was going to Detroit told me to be careful. It's a war zone, crime-ridden. The city looks like it burned down and built back up. No one had anything positive to say about Detroit at all. So going there, you know, I'm just expecting to see something that looks like, you know, or the people mover in the airport. You can tell Detroit is not what people make it out to seem. You can tell there's money there. If you've ever been to the airport itself, they have a nice it's like a tunnel you go through with the music and the lights, and it's very high tech. It reminds me of being in a some type of techno party. It's really cool, and you know that costs a lot of money. So people who are willing to put that kind of money into just the airport, I knew that I was in for something very different.
Okay, good. Well, you got any questions for Fochelle?
No, I was just sitting back thinking about it, and you're right about coming through that airport. It's like that Disneyland tram that you ride.
Exactly.
And it's flat screens and everything all through the airport, and it's nothing like you get off the airport, like if you're going to a little small, you probably thought it was going to be a little small rinky-dink, where you just go and pick up your luggage and look all dusty. Look, I know exactly what you're thinking.
Well, when you got here, let's see, I think the first neighborhood I took you and Nia to was Refford, and we just made a couple of quick turns, and you started liking Refford and the houses in Refford. What was your thought about something?
I honestly, like I said, my impression was that you really couldn't go anywhere. And I think we stayed in Southfield, and yeah, you did take us over to Redford, which was just a few minutes away. And not only did we see some really cute houses, we saw some amazing deals. And from what we could tell, Redford is a place where people actually want to live. It's a place where we asked people where they wanted to live. Redford was in the top five.
Yeah.
And so seeing, and unfortunately, there are a lot of people losing their homes, but fortunately for investors, that presents a tremendous opportunity to really snap up some deals low and just either flip it or wait until the prices start going back up and then cash in on your equity.
Well, you remember the one block we went down and we started counting the foreclosures within, I believe it was a two-block span. How many did we get to?
There were 20,
exactly.
21 or 22 foreclosures in two blocks. You're absolutely right about that, and that is not even exaggerating.
Right. So that's incredible. And Ronnie and I often talk about how you can control your property values when you buy a whole block of foreclosures. When you buy the block, you pretty much dictate the comps in your area. And Ronnie and I, we talk about that all the time. And folks, they get scattered around. You know, Ronnie has about three properties in the same general area right now. I have two in the same general areas. And we're just waiting, just planning on buying up the blocks because we can control the comps in those areas. It just makes sense.
Yeah, you're right. If you fix, especially if you fix them up real nice, you can, you know, you can demand close to market value. And if you sell one, it's, you know, one house is, 1,100, 1,200 square feet, and then you got one on the next block and one around the corner, and you already know what your comparable sales are, and you just keep on doing it over and over.
Right. That's the beauty.
And these are nice homes, too. They're nice homes. You can't find those types of deals out where we live, where the average price of a home is $250,000, $300,000. Not even $250,000. It's more and more closer to $300,000. You talk about buying the block here, you're talking about $1.5 million. You know, buying the block out there, you know, you're talking about probably $200,000-$300,000, which is quite doable.
Right. So
incredible.
Let me ask you. Go ahead, Ron.
It was incredible. I just want to add this. I just saw this today, and somebody called me. It was asking me to partner up with them on a property that was built in 2000, and it's 1,800 square feet brick house with a basement, bank on 499.
What?
Good area.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Incredible.
Wow.
So that just, you know, that just blow your socks off right there.
It does. And the thing about it is that, you know, for the people who want to say, ah, there's nothing in Detroit, or I wouldn't want to, you're not buying to go and live in some of these areas. You don't have to live in the area to really take advantage of it. And that's what we realized. I thought Detroit was a very charming city. And I use the word charming because it has that historic charm to it. Every part of the city that we saw was very nice. And if I liked the cold weather, it would be a city that I would consider moving to. But on the same token, definitely a city that I will be investing in. And that's 110% sure that I will be buying some property in the next 6 months in Detroit and the suburbs. Why would you pass up on a deal like that? I mean, $49,000 for a brand new house, you could probably fit two of my houses in that house.
Hmm.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, well, that's asking price. That's bank on asking. So, you know, a cash offer, you probably walk out of that at $32,000.
Exactly.
You know, that's incredible. And, you know, somebody would rent that house all day long, probably for close to $1,000 a month. Or more, you know, somewhere around there. And just, I mean, that's just a no-brainer.
Right. That's the exit plan on that is a no-brainer all day long. And that's the reason why Rodney and I did this whole foreclosure package thing. And Rodney can tell you, I mean, ins and outs of how this whole thing works. I mean, it's just a beautiful concept for a person that is out of state who wants to have a turnkey cash flowing situation. We put the whole thing together, I mean, back and forth, hashing it out, what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. Ronnie, tell them, how this whole thing, man, works. This is incredible.
Well, foreclosure packages is it's just a complete systematic approach to buying foreclosures here in Michigan. And I've been through it, Ralph has been through it, and I think every investor, especially the new investors, have run into problems with contractors. They run into the realtors trying to pull a move on them, and the appraisers, and the, you know, in the loan officers. You just never get the straight story. So what we've done, because it's hard enough to manage a project locally, you know, because you have to all those other elements. So we've taken the hard part out away from the program. Okay, we've taken over the renovation, the marketing, and everything else, and we can actually offer a foreclosed, a house that's been foreclosed on, we can offer it at a still a good deal, but it's been renovated, it's completely occupied, there's tenants waiting to move in these houses because we renovate them real nice, and there's equity left in the house. And that's the main thing is somebody probably looks at it and say, well, we did all the work, why sell it with equity still left in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like you said, there's 21 houses on one block, two blocks. So we'll just sell it at a steep discount with the tenant completely renovated with property management included in that price for like a whole year or 12 months if that person is like a lease option tenant. So an out-of-state investor could buy that property and have no worries about their home, you know, in 12 to 18 months, that lease with option to buy a tenant
is buying a house.
We'll be buying that house.
Right.
So hypothetically, if you bought a house, say from us, that's completely packaged up and they bought it for $95,000 and it's worth $125,000, they could actually sell that house to the tenant at $120,000 a year from now. So that's a profit right there. There's no hassle, no getting out of your seat, no flying to Michigan. And the beautiful thing about it is if they were a cash buying investor and they bought the house for $90,000 or $95,000, they'd be getting like $1,000 a month, you know, cash flow to that, you know, to add on to that $95,000. So they're getting that every month. And that's a nice paycheck after 12 months. That's $12,000 on your $100,000. So that's a 12% return, which none of the banks are paying, none of the CDs, none of them are paying that kind of return. So that's what foreclosure packages is all about. We package it all up, every element to the, from the renovation, the acquisition, the tenant location, the pre-screening, the property management, it's all in one package. So nobody, you can do this investment business from the comfort of your own home. That's what foreclosure packages is all about.
And anytime they want to jump on the internet and just take a look at their property, Google just came out with the Google Street. I mean, that thing was incredible, right? You shot that link over to me, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's incredible. Show the whole, your whole house.
The whole neighborhood.
On Google.
Not an aerial view. It zooms into the front door. And that,
wow.
That's phenomenal. I just saw it this morning. I couldn't believe it. Well, sure, let me ask you this. You went to a couple of different areas in Detroit. One of them you really liked, stood out, Sherwood Forest, Palmer Park, where we were driving through the mansions, the mini mansions and everything. And we went down to the Boston Edison District where all the who's who back in the heyday. We saw Barry Gordon's mansion down there. And we saw different pockets of neighborhoods that were just, in your opinion, cute, gorgeous, just a total surprise to you and Nia. What would you say to an investor or would-be investor in your hometown about Detroit? If they were thinking about investing some money in their hometown, what would you say to them about Detroit, Michigan, Metro Detroit area?
Do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
I mean, honestly, and this is just coming from me, and whomever is listening to this can feel free to call me because I will personally let you know that I saw Rodney and Ralph doing a rehab. I saw it with my own eyes. They weren't talking about it. You know, they weren't showing us different papers with different numbers. They were doing the rehab. And to me, that's the biggest part or the biggest fear of out-of-state investing. Do I have to go and actually pick up a hammer and some nails and some paint? You know, that takes all the guesswork out of it, that all this stuff is done for you. And, it's an investment, and there's risk involved, definitely. But to see as much inventory that I saw of nice homes, I mean, you know, these are foreclosed homes, and you would think, okay, they're foreclosed homes, so they got busted windows, you know, dirty carpet, and I'm sure some of them do, but the majority of them, I mean, they had the curb appeal and, you know, just need a little paint here and there, and you're good to go. You stick some renters in there, and you start collecting your checks. I can't think of a better way to do it. I really can't. I would suggest that people go and visit. I would not recommend that someone invest in an area that they've never been to. That's one of the lessons that I've learned, because I was about to do it, but then I realized if I had done it and went along with the guys that I was speaking of earlier, I probably would have lost some money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would just recommend that you go see it, meet with the people, go back home, and start turning out your deals. That's what I would do.
You know, the one thing that I purposely did when you and Nia were here, I purposely took you to all the neighborhoods, and not just the good ones, you know, to kind of hide the bad ones. I took you to what we call the hood, you know. I took them to the hood, my man.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I took them.
The D neighborhood.
I took them down there, man. I took them to B. Wick and Mac, the whole nine, okay? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't as if, you know, Ralph skirted around the city and didn't show them everything. I showed them what the potential of Detroit, the downtown area that's totally undeveloped, but it's starting to develop with the CompuWare and the GM building down there and all the great investments that are coming down there. We got the Rock Financial that just moved their corporate offices downtown. Our shoreline, and we talk about this all the time, Ronnie, and how it has the making of one of the best shorelines in the whole coast. We talk about the San Diego boom and all the great things that Detroit hasn't been able to accomplish yet. And it's the last major city that hasn't been developed, so it has no room to do but to go up. Mm-hmm. You know, right? You talk about the Aerotropolis thing, like you got money invested in that thing, man, the way you
do. And that thing is so huge. That Aerotropolis is
right.
Huge. And a lot of people don't have a clue as to what it means. There's only one in the world right now, which they call it Airport City, in which everything revolves around the airport. It's a hub it's a global hub. Everybody, if you ever talk to business owners, they'll tell you, if you're not global right now, then you're really not doing big business. So with all this import-export going on, they have found that the Detroit Metropolitan, the Detroit Metro Airport, in conjunction with the Willow Run Airport, which is another 15 miles apart, they have the space and land available and the resources available,
yes,
to become a global hub for import-export through the airport.
That's right.
So everything from the United States and everything will come through this airport city, and all the people who work there, it's almost like a base. They live there, the shopping is there, the schools are there within a big 20-mile radius. And that right there will bring 60,000 jobs to the area, not 800. You're talking about 60,000 jobs. And that could actually that could catapult Michigan right back to where it was with the automotive industry, because when the automotive industry was booming, the county that just right on the outskirts of Detroit, Oakland County, has been the richest,
one of
the second and third richest counties,
yes,
in the country for years and years and years. So that can catapult other counties into that same right there position. And that right there will reverse the big three, the big three the way they're suffering. And then with the addition of the casinos and the booming, the way they're doing the downtown and where it will boom, Detroit will be just like another one of the Chicago's or New York's. And they already got a peg to be like that. It's just a matter of right now the area is in transition. And if anybody does their research on the real estate, most real estate, big time real estate investors will say the way I made my money was when that area was in transition. Not afterwards,
right.
Too late.
Too late.
When it was going along, when nobody else invested there.
What was the article we were talking about the other day about Detroit being in the top 53 or so desirable places to visit?
In the world.
In the world.
New York Times. This
right.
was just a few days back. The New York Times actually designated Detroit as one of the top 40 out of, I think, 53 best places to visit for tourism. Now, that goes against everything that the
right.
whole world thinks of Detroit. I mean, being that they added the MGM Grand downtown, you know, they added more casinos opposed to the MGM 2, but they made Detroit now one of the top places to visit as far as for tourism, and that just goes against everything that anybody ever says about Detroit. And that was in the New York Times just a few days ago, and I think they ended up like ranked number 40, which was actually it topped Arizona, Phoenix, it topped San Diego, and how would you ever pick Detroit over San Diego to visit?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that was big. You know, that's big. And you know, I went to the Super Bowl when they had the Super Bowl here, and it was incredible. I couldn't believe it. I live here. I couldn't believe how phenomenal the experience was when they had the Super Bowl. So that's one thing. So it's good that you came out here and saw all the stuff that's going on, and you can only imagine how it's going to be in the next 5 years, especially when they add those 60,000 jobs and the revenue that the casinos are generating and the development of the downtown, the riverfront. It's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, 60,000 jobs means 60,000 people needing 60,000 places to live.
Exactly.
That's right there. With that rental market and buying and flipping, we live in an area that no one would have expected us. This area that we live in now, called the Inland Empire, is becoming like an Orange County, where everything is getting more and more expensive. Had you bought in this area 10 or 15 years ago, you would be sitting on a lot of money right now, and a lot of people are shaking their heads wishing they would have bought here. And so I see Detroit being the same way. You know, 10, 15 years from now, you see these deals for, you know, $35,000, $40,000 in Detroit right now. You're not going to find those deals 10 years from now, even 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be existent. So you want to get in on the ground floor, find some people that you trust, and just get in there and start doing it.
And, you know, and Ralph brings this up all the time. It's like Detroit is one of the last major cities, I mean, where the population tinkers, you know, around 1 million people at all times. And I had a friend that lives out in Chicago, and Chicago has been thriving for a long time. But he told me, he said, man, you know, I need to come down there and invest, because I'm over here invested in a war zone in Chicago, and to start, you know, his amount that he has invested is $200,000 plus, just on the outskirts or anywhere, even in the inner city of Chicago, he has $200,000 to start. You know, so that right there just lets you know that when the major city actually takes off, what the numbers look like, because when the downtown grows, then that brings the jobs, and the downtown grows, and that drives the people movement downtown, and then there's no place to live, and then it just drives the prices up.
That's right.
So it's just an incredible, we right now experience an incredible time for investors, not for sellers, but for investors.
That's what we call a sweet spot, if you will. Well, Prashel, we're not going to keep you much longer. We know you still at the corporate office there, and we just want to say thank you for the time to chat with you about your experience here in Detroit. And if anybody wanted to get in touch with you there as a result of listening to this audio, they might be local to you, and they just really want to touch bases with you to find out if you're real. How can they get in touch with you? You got an email or a...
Yes. They could call 909-728-4477, and my extension is 3850. they can email me at P, as in Paul, Carter, at Solstice, S as in Sam, O, U, L, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, I, C, E, marketing.com. And just to, I guess just as a litmus test, they can Google me, Rochelle Carter, and know that I'm a real person
right.
and have a real business and am not just blowing smoke right now. I truly believe that Detroit is gonna take off in the next 5 years, and I believe that if you are a California investor, or if you living somewhere out of state and cashed out your equity before that loan thing happened, and you have some money sitting in the bank, definitely take some of that out and put it into some real estate in the Detroit area.
And well, that's I couldn't say it any better than that, Rodney. You know, folks are always calling us up from time to time, but again, you gotta give them a number, my friend.
Well, yeah, and I just thought about it. And I want to just add to it real fast before you wrap up, Ralph. One thing is Detroit. A lot of people don't know Detroit is actually majority renters. So what's the worst that can happen? You have 400,000 renters around town.
Right.
And you buy a property cheap enough, and rents are actually pretty high here. You know, average $800, $850 to $1,100 all day long on a three-bedroom. So somebody could always make money here, whether or not it's taken off and it just takes off overnight. But you could still make money while you're waiting. You know, flips and rentals. So I just wanted to add that. But I can be reached here locally at 248-342-0026, or they can reach me at Rodney@foreclosurepackages.com. That's Rodney@foreclosurepackages.com. And I just want to say that the most phenomenal thing about this whole meeting the young ladies from California is that they now have a support system here. We hear every day working in the fields, working with loan officers, investors, and realtors. So whomever listens to this recording, they could always have that same support from us as well. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay, that's good. And you can get in touch with Ralph by calling me at 313-623-2824, and email, of course, is ralph@foreclosurepackages.com. All right, Michelle, I want to say thanks, and we're going to see you back here in a couple, 2-3 months, wrapping up on a few deals, and you just have a great one out there in sunny California. All right, take care of yourself.
You all were wonderful hosts, too.
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care.